Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane live call-in show, where you can receive intuitive insight into subconscious blocks and limiting beliefs, along with powerful energetic repatterning to allow the most graceful, loving, fulfilling, and most abundant life possible. Explore unlimited possibilities with us every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Call us with your concerns about relationships, career, health, love, spirituality, or anything in your life that you would like to repattern. If you're ready to make a change, stay tuned. We'll show you how.
Welcome to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Intuitive Life Coach Gwen Payne and our producer Mark. And we're going to demonstrate conscious repatterning, which is an extremely powerful clearing modality that moves you past limiting beliefs, patterns, and experiences very quickly and aligns you with ease, grace, prosperity, healthy, loving relationships, and so much more. We're going to talk a little bit about motivation today. What's motivating us to do the things that we do, to engage with the people that we're engaged with? And we may even discuss what motivates us to feel the things that we feel. We're going to be doing that for the first half of the show. And then during the second half of the show today, we're going to open up the phone lines and take some live calls so that you can experience how fast, how easy, and how fun this process is. So if there's anything in your life that you would like some intuitive insight into or you'd like some assistance moving through, get ready to call.
I'm motivated.
And I'm really excited about this topic. Really, really excited. You know, a lot of times I put up some sort of resistance, but I'm wide open for the motivation piece.
Yay, we have her vote today. What were you going to say, Mark?
I'm saying I'm extremely motivated for this show. Let's play with this. I'm interested, very interested in where this goes.
Obviously, both of you right out of the gate are on top of each other trying to get to this.
True, we're excited.
Yes.
Part of what I'm so curious about when you said the word motivation and the people we choose to engage with, that topic hits me in the face as one that I don't really have a lot of clarity about why it is that I have chosen the people that I have in my life. I mean, I like them. Maybe that's it. Maybe I enjoy being around them. Some people are smart. Some people are good looking. Some people are, I think, interesting. Some people are quirky. But why did I choose those people and not other people? And why do some people come into my life and then fall away? Maybe they pull back or I pull back. Or just what am I looking for when I look to engage with another person?
What are you looking for? That's a great question. What's your theory on that?
Well, I don't have a theory on that, which is part of why I'm so pumped about this show, because I bet we're going to get somewhere as we play with this. But I think it's the people I end up spending time with I like for some reason, and I guess we could say that I give myself a good feeling around that. You know, I give myself I just enjoy it. And even those that are challenging to me or in some way I think are sort of quirky, there's something that I'm getting from them, maybe some reward or not rewards, something that
payoff.
I learn or
payoff.
Expands me. Something.
Reward, you know, actually, it's not the exact right word, but I got the intuitive ding, ding, ding when you said reward, but it's coming in more the payoff. What's the payoff?
Payoff. That's perfect. So what is the payoff? You know, I'm looking for a payoff when I interact with, that sounds cold when I say that, doesn't it? So I don't know.
I love that the financial counselor is getting a payoff from people. I mean, isn't that fitting?
Well, I actually get that all three of us are, and it feels a little bit uncomfortable to me. I'm very curious what causes me to like someone or, you know, more appropriately want to spend more time with someone or not want to spend time with someone. And I'm going back to childhood here and just in my memories, you know, all of a sudden thinking about what made me choose my very best friend. And, you know, the only thing I can think of, we sat next to each other on the first day of school, and I didn't have any other friends because it was a new school for both of us. And she said, "Do you want to be my best friend?" And I said, "Okay." That was, and we were best friends for 20-something years.
But wow.
It was as simple as that, is I didn't have any other friends, and here's someone that seemed to like me. I think there is there's the insight right there, is that she liked me, and that made me like her.
And I remember from my childhood my mother saying to me in a quite fascinated way that it was very clear to her when I had time for somebody and when I didn't, meaning that I didn't just kind of fritter my time away with somebody if I didn't feel like it was worthwhile.
Worthwhile. What's
yes.
the payoff?
Yeah.
There's a theme here.
Well, I've actually heard people say that they choose people in their lives based on what that other person brings to them. How do you guys feel about that?
I think that's what I do. I mean, that's it. Like I said, as soon as I said the word payoff or whatever, it sounds kind of cold and makes me go, ooh. But I do think that's exactly what I'm doing. And I assume, and this is I don't know either, but I assume that's what the other person is doing, is they're getting some payoff from spending time with me. And if it doesn't work both directions, the relationship is a little frictiony and rocky and would probably fall away.
Well, I always kind of thought that I choose the people that I choose because of how they make me feel, which I guess can be considered a payoff or what they bring to me. I'm getting actually that it is, but I don't like looking at it that way. I mean, it actually makes me very uncomfortable to think that I'm choosing the people in my life based on what they're going to provide to me.
Well, I see it a little differently. I just see it as more of a sharing. That's what we do with each other. We share. We share who we are. But I, on a side note, what about when people like your friend, Deborah, seem to be interested in us and we're not quite sure why, or maybe they feel they want something from us that maybe we're not either prepared to give or we don't feel like we have. How about those relationships?
I'm feeling all kinds of discomfort come up now that we're actually talking about this, actually. But it's definitely awakening a feeling in me that I feel has been dormant for a while, and I'm going to just refer back to, you know, one specific experience that I had that, you know, when I was doing very well, I was highly successful monetarily, and I was making a lot of money, and I gave a lot of gifts to the people that I really loved. I bought dinner all the time. I had all the play toys, the recreational vehicles, and would fund weekends, you know, paying for everything because that's what I truly enjoyed doing. And I experienced quite a bit of trauma when I closed my store. This was when I owned a retail store, and I closed my store and then realized that not one of these people that I thought were my friends actually were my friend, because once I didn't have the money to be spending on them, they all seemed to disappear. And so that I think that's some of where the discomfort was coming from. And I know that, you know, we're talking about what's the payoff, and to me, the payoff may not have been, or definitely wasn't, what they were giving to me or providing to me, other than them allowing me to provide to them and making me feel a certain way because I was able to provide to others.
Mm.
This kind of, you know, turns the table a little bit on, I think, what we were actually thinking was payoff. Is the benefit to me was just how I felt in being the provider. Being the one supplying the entertainment.
Yeah, I think what has to happen is, you use this word, Deborah, and I love this term, but called balanced exchange. And it's like, that's kind of the thing that ends up having to be in place in order for a real connection and some length of time when you're hanging with another person, is you have to feel like that what you're giving and putting out into the relationship is being reciprocated in not necessarily the same, you know, I'm giving you money, you give me money, not like that, but whatever that I'm bringing to the relationship, I feel like that I'm getting equal value or close, you know, ebb and flow of it is fine, but from the other, ooh, was that a bad one? Is that going to be a clearing?
That makes me feel uncomfortable too. I mean, I don't want to believe, I've always been a giver. I've you know, for many years I was an over-giver, and I don't want to believe that I'm choosing my relationships based on what I get from the other person, although I'm getting that it's true.
I feel like in that instance, those circumstances that you described, when you were giving and then when you didn't have to give, those people faded away. That's because you had a belief they would, that they were just around you because you had money. So they lived up to that belief.
And now that belief, I think, has transitioned into a different type of experience, because I see the way that this is playing out also with my healing work or my intuitive work, is that I feel like a lot of times, you know, when I meet someone, you know, so many of my friends, they don't even know what I do. I keep it a secret from a lot of people. I'm not the kind of person that meets someone and immediately starts telling them what I do for a living. It's quite the opposite, actually, that when I meet people outside of the realm of my work, I usually don't say anything at all. And I've heard you even say, Mark, why didn't you tell them what you do? Because
yes.
I don't want people making decisions about me based on what I do, and not necessarily the negative beliefs that they may have, but even wanting to be my friend or liking me. I don't want that to be a catalyst for a relationship being developed. I have a strong resistance there.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that belief, when I was engaged in more in the money-making world, that it was about money, and now that I'm engaged more in the intuitive world, that I have found a way to still make that belief true for me.
Well, I feel like this is something, this is a theme that I think honestly everybody has to some degree, that there is a fear, and maybe it stems from unworthiness, that people want us for some reason that isn't really about who we are.
Exactly.
I agree.
That's exactly right. Are you both willing to explore some of our motivations that we may not be aware of, and what makes us choose the people in our lives?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's do that. I'm a little bit tentative as I say that, because I don't know what my subconscious motivations are, but let's look into that in the next segment. If you want to join us in the second half of the show for some clearing or repatterning, the number to call is 1-800-930-2819. My website is consciousrepatterning.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Join Deborah Diane's weekly live group clearing calls to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing as Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, making every call unique to that particular group. To register for a live group clearing call, go to consciousrepatterning.com. and click on the Register tab to reserve your space.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Successful people accomplish what they set out to do. They make a promise and work hard to keep their word to themselves and to others. Keeping one's word is the simple idea behind a breathtakingly new way to achieve more. Keeping your word is a practice developed by Vladimir Gerasichev, a life coach and business trainer with over 20 years' experience. visit keepyourword.com to learn more about the transformative technique and check out the free Keep Your Word app, Keeping Your Word, Changing Your Life Forever.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Gwen and Mark, talking about motivation today. Let's start looking into what our motivations are when choosing the people that we choose in our lives.
So I guess you mentioned right before the break, Deborah, that we were going to maybe do some, if we were open to it, to explore sort of our own subconscious motivations or drives or beliefs that are sort of leading us into these relationships that I, when I look around my life, I have some people that I've chosen to be with and around and others that I don't. And I really would love some insight on that. So I'm kind of excited if we can kind of do some clearing.
Mark?
Yes?
are you ready to know what I'm getting about what one of your primary motivations is?
Absolutely. Bring it on.
Have you noticed that a lot of people in your life have a lot of money?
Yes, I have.
That would be it.
So I am attracted to people with money.
Money is a huge subconscious motivator for you in choosing the people that you choose in your life.
Yeah, I can see that. I was listening them off as we were, you know, talking about this, and then over the break, I was kind of like looking at each one of the people. I'm thinking, what is the commonality? You know, what are these people? When I kind of look at them, and I've got probably, I'd say, 60 or 70% of the people that I hang with are overachievers. You know, are people that are they make a lot of money and they work their butts off and they have, I think, very I don't know, stressed out lives kind of thing, but they do have a lot of money. And there's a lot of things that come from that money that I am attracted to. A lot of possibilities, a lot of the circles that they run in, a lot of the things that I'm exposed to as a result of being with them that I don't get when I hang out with people that don't have money. Not necessarily the money piece, but that's certainly a commonality of it, which I could see how I would kind of, my ears would perk up when I see somebody that has money, because that means they have an interesting life and I want to be around it.
Wow. Well, let's change a belief that money makes an interesting life, and money is
let's
what makes it possible.
Yes, let's do it.
All three of us, even though I don't know that that's a primary motivator for Gwen and myself, I get that we all three of us have those beliefs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I kind of wish I was motivated more by money.
Yeah, I don't get money for you. I get that your primary motivator is love.
Aww.
Oh.
I'm still not getting that's the highest choice. It sounds sounds very sweet,
yeah.
But I'm not getting that's the highest choice for you. Is that the same motivator for me?
Yeah.
So is that my primary motivator?
Yeah.
All right. Let's figure out what to do with this.
Well, I was getting to put it into balance. That it is, it's as fine as a motivator, but that it's out of balance for us. Askew is what I was hearing.
Okay. What I'm getting is to put the motivator in proper perspective.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What I want to ask for is that when choosing the people in our lives, that we are choosing them based on the highest and best motivations, like pure intention. Pure motivation and aligning ourselves with that so that we don't have these subconscious, subliminal types of motivations that we're not even aware of. I feel like the love thing comes from a feeling of lack of love. For both of us, I get from our families. So I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I just also want to ask that whatever void is there, you know, or perception of lack of love, that be filled in with pure divine energy.
That sounds wonderful.
Okay, so let's start off with an opening prayer, asking that only those changes that are serving everyone involved and the greater good in the highest and best way are made today, and that all changes are made with, through, of, and in alignment with pure divine love and light, and that everyone who receives clearing today receives maximum benefit in the safest, easiest, most comfortable, and most loving way possible. And let's change those beliefs.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mark, you're not letting go of the money motivator.
What you
get? Well, for one, I get that you don't believe that it's possible. You believe money makes the world go round. Can we change that belief?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, now I get you've let that go.
But chocolate does make the world go round, doesn't it?
Yes, we're not touching that one.
That one's here to stay.
Good. So let me just check in to see if our motivations in attracting the people that we attract into our lives are pure. I get yes.
Does this work both ways, Deborah? I mean, that the people we attract into our lives, but also people that are attracting us into their lives is in our highest and best or whatever that is as well. You know what I mean? I don't think I said that very clearly. let me take another run at that. You know, I feel like to a certain extent I'm going through my life sort of pinging out into the world looking for people that that would be, you know, wonderful for me to have an interaction with. And I'm assuming that other people are doing that too, and they're pinging me. So I want to be open to making that connection, whether it comes from me or comes from another person. So when you do this clearing, does it sort of work both ways like that, or how does it work?
You know, I'm remembering, Mark, hearing you say a while back that to a lot of people in your life, you were the man with money.
Yes.
You still have that. You still have the belief that other people are attracted to you because you're the one with money.
Yes. Is that something to clear? Does that mean it's not true? Or does it mean, so it's not true? They're attracted to me for other reasons in addition to that, or that it's not true that the money part is even involved?
Well, based on your beliefs, it is true. Or it's not true, and that's just the way that you're perceiving it. But either way, it's true to you. So
absolutely.
Let's change that belief, and then let's go ahead and do this for all three of us, even though, you know, I think that what we believe people are attracted to for each one of us is different, but that we trust that people are attracted to our authenticity, to our true selves, and to our hearts, like our heart energy, and then release everything else. Does that sound good?
I love it.
That sounds so good. I love your work, Deborah. I'm telling you, this is so cool. Because I keep unlearning these layers of what clearings do and how they work a little bit, and watching my own beliefs and how I generate my own experience, and it's fascinating to just hear my question 2 minutes ago, and now this, I just feel like it just cleans it up for me when you just talk about what we're actually doing with the clearing and how I really can create my own experience based on my beliefs, and we're going to clear that right now, and I love it.
We already did. We just did.
It's that easy and that quick.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
When I check in to see if Mark believes that people are attracted to him because of his money, I get no.
Incredible.
And at the same time, I get when I check in to see if people are attracted to me because of my healing work or my intuitive self, I get no. It's very exciting to me.
Yeah. It's really interesting to me because it's a whole different way of functioning. I don't know. I'm getting it at a different level. I know the words. I'm creating my own experience with my beliefs. I get that. Blah 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 blah. I get it. And then I don't really get it. You know. And I can completely change it with the clearing stuff. It's just fascinating. That's my experience too. I really do understand that from direct experience that changes.
It changes your experience. Exactly.
It's the difference between theory and practice, and it's really cool. It's like, well, yeah, I get the idea and everything, but wait a minute, this actually does change the way that I experience.
Isn't that fascinating? This work never ceases to fascinate me, how easy it is to change our experience just by changing our beliefs, and how easy it is to change our beliefs by just asking that they change.
And profoundly so, not just like, you know, change a belief and it's going to change some stuff around the edges. No, it changes at whatever depth we're looking to change it. It's completely malleable, and it's fascinating. Has it always been this easy or fast?
Oh, no. No. I had to work on my own limiting beliefs for years. And as I continued to do so, it got faster and easier and deeper. But there was a lot of trial and error to start off with. I actually worked mainly on myself for about 3 years, somewhere between 3 and 4 years, and didn't actually start doing it professionally until I was noticing the really profound and immediate shifts that I notice now. So it has been a work in progress.
Well, I appreciate it. It still fascinates me. It almost feels like it happened so fast that I'm like, it's hard to believe or wrap my head around it. So I've just kind of let down my need to wrap my head around it because it's too fascinating. It's an amazing process, and I'm really glad to be a part of it.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you both for exploring that with me. We're going to move into the live call-in part of our show in the next segment, but I would love to keep talking about motivations. Let's do some focus on this for our next show. Let's talk about what is motivating us to do the things in our lives. Today, we just had the time to talk about motivations in relationships, but I would like to keep going with this and uncover some other subconscious motivations if you guys are up for that.
Part two.
Yeah, this is a fascinating topic to me.
Great.
Love it.
Well, next week our show does fall on a holiday, so we will be doing a replay. But on the June 3rd show, let's explore motivations a little bit deeper. We're ready for another break right now. When we come back, we're going to take a caller. Once again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Deborah Diane. Access your fullest potential with my private coaching program. Expand your current vision of what is possible with a powerful one-on-one coaching experience uniquely designed for you. Expand your intuitive abilities, your professional healing work, or move through major blockages in life with your personalized program. For your free initial consultation or to inquire about my private coaching program, visit consciousrepatterning.com and email me today.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
This is Deborah Diane. For more information or to contact me directly, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com, where you can register for a weekly teleconference to experience live group clearing or to request a private session. You can also check out the videos of me telling more of my story or of others describing their experience with conscious repatterning. That's consciousrepatterning.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, working with conscious repatterning, which is an extremely efficient, highly effective way of clearing and repatterning anything in your experience that is not working the way you would like to see it work. We're ready to go to the phone lines now and talk to Dahlia from Maui, Hawaii. Aloha, Dahlia.
Aloha.
What can we help you with today, Dahlia?
I actually have a couple people that I really feel I could use a clearing on. One of them I'm going to start with would be my mother. She and I are, you know, very connected and like best friends. And, you know, it just feels she's got a lot of things going on in her life with emotions and addictions and things like that. And I feel sometimes like I need to be in control of her and be her mother. And I feel I definitely need help with letting go of that role, you know, giving her the support she needs without kind of making it my whole life, because it's really taken up a lot of my energy and kind of keeps me from progressing in my growth and doing things that I really need to do for myself.
Yeah, let's start with that. As soon as you said mother, I sensed like a huge block. It's not really a block between you. You know what it is? It's blocking both of you. Like, I guess what you were just describing, feeling like you needed to be in control of her. When I look at you intuitively, I see you two kind of locking arms like best friends do and walking your paths together. So the block that is in front of her is in front of both of you. So it is a big block. Let me see what we need to do to get this cleared. Just a second. First, let's clear between you and your mother, clear the belief that you are her. You know, the word that comes to me is guardian, that you're her guardian. I also get that that's not truth. So let's change that belief and give you a proper perspective of your roles in each other's lives, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Okay, well, it feels like the block has been removed from you, but I also feel you not wanting to move forward without her, so to speak, because she still has a block. We can't work on her because she hasn't given us permission to, but we can show you how to surrender to her process, show you proper perspective of what is your responsibility with her, how to manage your responsibilities with her, and then just compassionate detachment as far as her process. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
Still doesn't feel totally clear with her. It feels like you've got anger towards her. Were you recognizing that?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Doesn't feel like we need any more information about that. Can we clear it?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you. Doesn't feel like you're letting go of the anger. Can you feel yourself hanging on to it?
Right now I feel sad, I guess, you know, but maybe that's because I don't like to get angry, you know, so I feel sad, but I'm definitely, it's a big hold, you know, but I want to let go.
Okay. By the time we get done, you're going to be feeling a lot better. Let's show you how to process through anger in the highest and best way. And I'm also sensing fear of anger. Let's show you that it's safe, show you how to process through the anger and remain safe on all levels in every way and clear your fear. Does that sound good?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, now I feel like you're letting go of the anger. Okay, the other thing I want to tell you is it's probably going to bubble up to the surface. Usually when there's something this deep, and this was really deep anger, it comes up, but it's usually really mild, and it moves through really quickly. And from what I've heard feedback from people that I've worked with, it feels really good when it actually comes up and out. So I just want to check in to see if the anger will be released in the highest and best way. Yes. If it will be released in the highest and best timing. Yes. Good. Okay, so that means that, you know, it's not like when you're in the middle of a social gathering, all the anger is going to come up and you start throwing things. So most
good.
Likely,
I don't think I've really done that before. Anyways, I usually do hold it in, or I take it out on my closest, kin or whatever, people that I really am close to, you know.
Okay. Well, I don't get that you're going to do that, and I also get that you're not holding it in anymore. So just be aware that that's what's happening if you feel really angry one day, especially if you have no idea why. It's just moving through. So I just want to check to see if you are compassionate with your own process. I get yes. Okay. And then, like I said, it'll feel really good, and you'll feel it actually release when it comes up.
Thank you.
And with that, I get that it's cleared between you and your mother.
So much.
How does
feel better already?
Good. I was just about to ask you, how does this sadness feel?
It went away. I was crying, and then I was not anymore. So.
Isn't that fascinating how that happens? So many people say that as soon as we pinpoint something that needs to be cleared, they actually start feeling it, even if it's something they've never felt before. And then by the time the energy is cleared, it dissipates.
Yeah, that is amazing. It takes me quite a bit to cry. You know, I really, especially with somebody that I don't even know, you know.
How about airing it on the radio?
That's fine. I don't mind. I'm not hiding anything.
Okay, good. I feel like there's two more people to clear with. I don't feel like it's going to take quite as bit as clearing with your mother. Are you aware of who those two are?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let's see if we need to talk about anything. I get no. Do we need their names? I get no. All right, let's clear between you and both of those. It feels like it's going to be a really easy clearing. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. And then it feels like there's one other block. You're probably already aware of it.
Yes, definitely. Yes, I am aware of that, actually.
That one, I feel like we need just a little bit more information about. Can you tell us what's going on?
I guess what you were telling me before about a fear of moving ahead, you know, a lot of the time I have sort of dependencies on, you know, my partner or different people in my life, and instead of figuring out what I want and doing it in my way, you know, I'd like to empower myself more and be, you know, more independent and self-sufficient, and I need the space to do that. I need a space, and I need to ground, and it's been really hard on me not to be grounded, you know, because I was traveling a lot, and I feel now it's really time for me to ground and work on my gifts and what I want to offer, you know, to the world and to myself. And yeah, and it's a struggle, it feels. Yeah.
Okay. The big thing that's coming to me is confidence. Feels like you have the worthiness associated with, you know, being empowered and independent, self-sufficient, but there's confidence that you're lacking, and I feel like this comes from an early life experience, or not necessarily comes from an early life experience, but that's what's anchoring it in. Feels like something around the age of 8. Do you have any idea what happened, kind of significant event around the age of 8?
I can't necessarily think of anything, really. It's my childhood was, I don't remember a whole lot when I was really small like that. I mean, growing up, I had, you know, family things, but it wasn't like torturous or anything like horrible happened to me, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't always have to be. Let me just check in and see if we need to get more details about this. I don't get that we do. If you're willing to just let go whatever's not serving you in your process, actually, we're going to go ahead and just spread that clearing out, letting go of whatever's not serving you in your process, not even having to do with this specifically, or your lack of confidence or fear of moving forward, but just a general clearing, letting go. Does that sound good?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you. This one you'll probably feel. I already feel a major rush of energy. So if you got to check in with your body, you'll probably feel this clearing.
Yeah, feels good.
Okay, good. All right, well, this is still clearing. The energy is still moving, but I do get that the fear of moving forward has cleared. Is Dahlia empowered in her own process? Yes. Is she dependent on others? No. Is she self-sufficient, independent? Yes, good. And is she allowing her gifts out into the world? I get yes.
Yay.
That's great. How are you feeling?
I feel great. Thank you so much. I really do. Yeah, I feel lighter and brighter. Even it's raining here, and it feels great. The wind is soft and cool, and it feels really good.
Oh, lucky you. Hawaii is such a magical place.
It is.
I feel like we're done with clearing, but there is one piece of information that I'm getting to share with you. I'm not sure what it is yet. Just a second. Let me check in. Are you drinking enough water?
No, I'm not.
No, you're not. I agree.
Okay, yeah, thank you for reminding me.
It's really important in general, but it's also really important to help you move through some of the energy that we've just cleared. Thank you so much, Dahlia, for calling in and for sharing all of this with us.
Oh, I'm so happy, and my day is going to be even better.
Yes, yes. Okay, well, enjoy Hawaii for all of us.
All right, I will. Aloha and mahalo.
Aloha and mahalo. So let's take a short break right now. When we come back, we'll take another caller. Once again, my website is consciousrepatterning.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
The Dr. Pat Show is moving. We're not changing times, just the channel. Starting Thursday, May 2nd, join Dr. Pat at her new home, the Voice America Empowerment Channel, every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Mark your calendars now. Dr. Pat's new home is the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We'll see you there starting May 2nd.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Join Deborah Diane's weekly live group clearing calls to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing as Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, making every call unique to that particular group. To register for a live group clearing call, go to consciousrepatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space.
Welcome Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, working with conscious repatterning, which is an extremely efficient and highly effective modality of clearing and repatterning, moving you past anything that may be blocking you from your fullest potential, happiness, fulfillment, trauma-free, drama-free life. We are ready to go to the phones now and talk to Jill calling in from Seattle. How can we help you today, Jill?
I am moving toward deepening my faith and releasing anxiety that's very, very old. And I know I'm on the right track, but I have more work to do in that area.
Have we spoken before?
We did. We spoke about a month ago about my fear of death and about just sort of feeling cut off from source. You mentioned a disconnect that I had with a baby that was born to my mother before I was born.
Yeah, I remember.
Lost, yeah.
That was a really powerful call.
It was. Mm-hmm.
I would love to hear about how you feel since then, if you don't mind. Can we talk about that for a minute before we do some more clearing?
Absolutely.
Because I'm just really curious. I remember that the fear of death was the big thing that you were wanting to work on. And I do remember you said you were having nightmares or in your dreams, it was coming in your dreams. Is that still happening?
Yes. No, it's definitely gotten a lot better. I've had more peaceful sleep. Sometimes my first waking moment, there's like a little tremble of a little anxiety or something missing. And I'm able to really shrug it off quickly and then really feel more like myself during the day, but it's like it's definitely getting better.
Yeah, there seems some sort of connection. I was wanting to say that the anxiety was something different, so I checked into that, but I get that there is some connection, so I'd love to look at that too.
Yeah, things are getting better, but there's, you know, I'm passionate about having more peace and joy and trust in my life, less anxiety.
Okay, let me check in and see what to do.
Okay.
I'm getting to work on the trust more so, and the peace and the joy will come from that. I think the first thing that you said when you called in is that you wanted to work on deepening your faith. I'm getting that the priority for you today is to work on trust. I'm not getting that you trust yourself, and I feel like there's a few experiences to clear for you to be able to fully trust yourself, trust your heart, trust your soul.
Excellent.
So let me see if we need details about them. We don't really need details. We just need to know what they are. And let me kind of zero in, pinpoint. The first one feels like it was around the age of 14. Do you remember what that was? Something that taught you not to trust yourself?
I was attacked by my mother anytime I didn't conform to her needs of reflecting that she was wonderful and great. I paid the price, and I would say, hey, the sky is blue, and she would just yell and scream at me that it was, you know, green or orange, you know, just like I couldn't trust my senses because they'd be beaten out of me. And not like physically, but just really emotionally, mentally. Around that age, I was tortured, probably because that's the time of, you know, kind of emancipation, a little bit of self-development, and she lacked connection with my dad, and I think she wanted a more symbiotic relationship with me, and I think she was projecting a lot of her unresolved trauma from her mother onto me, and she was sinking in her own deep anxiety and depression and eating issues with food, and she was just really struggling, and I didn't have a mother. I mean, I really don't feel like I had a mother, and trusting my body, I lived in my head, and yoga kind of opened Pandora's box, and I went through a lot of pain and suffering as a result of opening those channels of energy in my body and allowing them to be released into my consciousness. So, you know, I went through a huge healing process, and now I have another layer, I think, of emptying trauma to do. I figure mm-hmm. God's just giving me in pieces, and I'm trying to pay attention. And
yeah, it sounds like you've really, you really have a really keen understanding of what's going on with you.
So, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay. Well, let's do some clearing around this. I'm also getting, there's an experience around the age of 16. It feels different than, it's not associated with your mother. Do you have any idea what that is?
It was 17 that I moved out of my family home and into a home where I paid rent and finished my senior year of high school. That was huge. Okay, that's when I felt disconnected and like an orphan.
I don't feel like at 17 when you moved out that that's something that hindered the trust that you have in yourself. I feel like that strengthened it, actually.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. So 16...
Mm-hmm. Right before you moved out, there was.
I can't pinpoint any one event. I know I was really struggling.
I think it was just a general struggle. It feels like that was the peak when you were 16, where you were really confused about a lot of things.
Very, very confused. I had held on to sanity as hard as I could, and then my mind was scrambled. I didn't know which way was up. I felt like I lived in a minefield, and I never knew where to step. And I had this sense that it was my fault, but then I had a sense that it really wasn't, and I couldn't pick which one it was. Is it my fault? Is it not my fault? It was a war between I somehow deserve this, and this is how the universe works, and this is deeply wrong.
So the way intuitively, when you say that there was a war, I feel like all of the rubbish left over from the war, like all of the pieces of destruction, so to speak, if there actually was a physical war, you still got all that hanging out in your field of influence. So we're going to clear all that up. And then the next...
Heaps of debris. Heaps of debris.
Yes, exactly.
That's what I'm getting to.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to clear up the debris. The next experience that's coming in is something when you were 24. How old were you when you got married?
23 or 24. I got married in 1993 in February. So 93, maybe 20 years ago. What do you think?
I'm hearing marriage, that there's something about the marriage. I don't know if that's when you got married.
Oh, my gosh. I get it.
You get it. Okay.
I knew that he loved me, and I thought that if I rejected him, I was just creating more pain in the universe. And I kind of thought, well, he really loves me. I'm not so moved and certain. I mean, part of me was moved, but it was more, you know, he's got a good family, secure, he looks good on paper, and I'm compromising my Judaism, but you know what, I didn't really value my Judaism the way I do now, and he was an atheist, but you know, I thought he'd be a good father. It was a little bit more heady than it was like in my whole entire body. I kind of just tried to make it work.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's it. That's definitely what damaged some of the trust you have for yourself. So let's clear the experience that you had when you were 14, clear with your mother. Let's also clear with your body, because you mentioned that you didn't trust your body, you didn't trust your senses. So let's bring in that trust. Clear the heaps of debris from the war that you were having when you were 16, the inner conflict, and then also clear between you and your marriage and you and your husband. And I'm also getting to clear between you and your heart.
Thank you. It sounds beautiful.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Okay, and this feels like this is going to deepen your faith. I feel like that was the next layer. Still seems to be something around the anxiety. Let me check in and see what that is, the early morning anxiety that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
There's something around your father.
I don't doubt that.
Let me see if we need details. I get no, which is good because we're running a little bit short on time. So let's clear between you and your father. Let me see if we need to know anything else. Let's just clear anxiety for you and show you how to live without the anxiety. Also show you that you're worthy of it, and that it's possible.
I think protection is key and trust. My dad didn't protect me, and because he didn't stop the abuse, I question myself. That made me question my body, that if Dad loves me, he would put an end to this, and he mm-hmm. absolutely dissociated and didn't even know how much pain I was in because he chose to dissociate. So there's that big piece of God doesn't protect me, or I can't trust myself, or I can't protect myself.
Okay, yeah, let's go ahead and clear that, and then I will check and see if at the deepest layers of yourself you believe that you are protected, okay?
Yeah, okay. Sounds great.
Thank you. This is a really big clearing. This one actually feels bigger than the first one we did. Yeah, it feels like you're releasing very well. Good. Now I get that you believe God protects you, that you feel protected within yourself. You trust your body. You trust your senses. And I get that you love yourself, which I was not getting. I don't know if I said that out loud. I don't remember at this point, but now I get you are. How are you feeling?
Calm.
Good. All right, well, that
expansive,
feels...
expansive, like I feel a little bit of radiation, internal radiation out, like some going a little bit of tingling on my skin.
Oh. Well, enjoy the feeling. Feels good to me on this end as well. And I feel like we're complete. Do you agree?
I do. I do. I am very confident that you can do this work at a distance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can feel it, so maybe there will be a next time.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling
in. Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
All right. Once again, thank you all so much for listening. If you want to join us for one of the live group clearing calls that we hold every Tuesday evening at 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Eastern, you can connect in with that on my website, consciousrepatterning.com. Remember to find someone or something to be grateful for, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Join us here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Each week, a live call-in segment provides an opportunity for listeners to experience conscious repatterning live on the show. For more information or to schedule a session, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.